Like some other skateboarders, commentator John Dicker has had a brush or two with the law. He says he welcomes parks created just for skaters, but it was learning to ride on the makeshift terrain of city streets that made him an edgier skater and a faster runner.
"Skateboarding is not a crime" was a popular bumper sticker of the late 80s. I plastered them everywhere, from my algebra book to my dad's car to every sign that taunted me with decrees of no skateboarding. But I soon learned that righteous slogans don't impress cops or their ersatz cousins, security guards. To be a street skater is to be something of an outlaw athlete. You need a criminal's understanding of the security details of many an urban office park. The ledges and staircases, innocuous to pedestrians, are prime habitat for skateboarders. But we know they're only good until the rent-a-cop, I mean security guard, issues his eviction. One Saturday, I was with a group of skaters waiting out the rain beneath the overhang of the Galleria Mall in White Plains, New York. I didn't hear the warning cry of 5-0 because I was on the verge of landing an ollie finger flip. You kick the tail, catch the board midair, and flip it beneath your feet. Back in 1988, it was an impressive trick. Now it's as archaic as an underhanded free throw in the NBA. When I heard the other skaters stampeding up the steps, I picked up my board and joined the pack. With a food court in sight, I felt the weight of a grown man on my back as I was tackled against the stairs. "Never run from an officer," he barked. He paraded me down the street, where I was cuffed and stuffed for all to see. For my perp walk, I wore a rainbow-striped beanie cap with a propeller on top. I was taken to the station, given a stern lecture, and released without charges into my dad's custody. Skateboarders are not enemies of the state, though I now realize we can be a public nuisance. We scuff up private property and make pedestrians nervous. But that's not all skateboarding is. Listen to a group of skaters dissect the styles of various pros, and you'll hear a discussion rich with nuance and history, hardly distinguishable from those held each night on SportsCenter. Now, skateboarding is gaining credibility through the increasingly popular X Games. The new generation of kids raised in skate parks may never know the sport as one of perpetual displacement. The skate park brats of today will be the Tony Hawks of tomorrow, and no doubt they'll take the sport to new heights. But strangely enough, being harassed has its advantages. When each attempt at sliding a staircase handrail promises to be your last, you're more likely to stick the trick. Sometimes a prohibited spot is worth the risk because it makes you a better skater. But when the time comes to pick up the board and skedaddle, don't wait around and argue that skateboarding is not a crime. Just run.
The comments of John Dicker, a freelance writer and these days a skateboarding spectator in Brooklyn.